Now live from Everbank Field, 1010 XL 92.5 FM presents Jaguars Today with your hosts Mike Dempsey and Tony Smith.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. It's a Metro Rooter Wednesday. Jaguars Today on 1010 XL 92.5 FM. Mike Dempsey, Fat Tony here with you live at Everbank Field as Blake Bortles has some new playmates now to get along with as the Jags will officially sign six free agents today. Led by, perhaps, if you want to look at it that way, Julius Thomas, the tight end, now formerly of the Denver Broncos, in the building, as are most of the new Jacksonville Jaguars expected to be signing on the dotted line, Tony. Just about an hour from now, press conference this afternoon to officially introduce them. We're hopeful to maybe have a few of these guys stop by before the show is out today at noon, sometime between 11 and 12 o'clock. Obviously not going to come in until they're official on the dotted line. But what a haul for the Jacksonville Jaguars yesterday. And it might not be done in the early days of free agency. What we do know, Julius Thomas, Jeremy Parnell coming in on the offensive side, Jared Odrick, Dan Scuda, Sergio Brown, Devon House on the defensive side, and the watch continues for running back DeMarco Murray, formerly of the Dallas Cowboys, at least according to his Twitter feed. He's wiped off any reference to the Dallas Cowboys on there. He was in Dallas watching a basketball game last night, so despite reports to the contrary, was not here on the First Coast, but saw Big Cat Country reporting this morning that it's down to two with Jacksonville and Dallas. Jaguars absolutely have interest in him. They also have a price point which they're not comfortable going beyond right now, and that's what it seems to come down to. Are the Jags outbidding DeMarco Murray? At the moment, I'd have to say yes, Tony, because
he's not in Dallas.
He's not in Dallas, right? Or he hasn't re-upped with the Dallas Cowboys, unless he's just saying, hey, I'm not getting a satisfactory offer from any team out there right now. But I've got to believe the Jags have the most money on the table for DeMarco Murray right now. The question is the difference between what they offer and what the Cowboys offer enough to sway him to leave the comfort of known situation with the great offensive line and all that stuff that's going on out in Dallas?
We'll see what's happening with DeMarco Murray, because, look, this is a guy who's obviously being offered a lot of money by the Jacksonville Jaguars. I don't know if it's going to be enough, you know, of an offer greater than what Dallas is offering this guy right now for him to choose to come to Jacksonville. Look, there are a lot of reasons for DeMarco Murray to stay in Dallas. He knows what his situation is going to be there. He's got a great offensive line that he would be running behind. He's going to be working with a quarterback and a wide receiver that he knows he's very comfortable with. He knows what the plan's going to be. It's Dallas, honestly. I mean, it is the Dallas Cowboys, and the opportunity to stay there has to be enticing for a guy who's spent his career there to this point. How much more money are the Jacksonville Jaguars willing to offer DeMarco Murray? I talked to John Machota, who's with the Dallas Morning News in Dallas last night, and what he said, and it's being echoed everywhere that you read about what's going on with DeMarco Murray, is essentially, look, the Cowboys offered him 4 years, $16 million before the season started. DeMarco Murray made the right decision. He said, that's not enough to keep me in Dallas. I'm going to bet on myself.
That's Mark Ingram money.
Right. I'm going to bet on myself. And it worked. He's going to get more than that when everything is said and done. How much more? We'll find out probably in the next 24 hours. But what he also said was, Dallas has a number that they're willing to offer. They feel like they got in some cap trouble in the last handful of years. They're finally digging their way out of that, and they're not willing to risk that position, even if it means trying to keep a guy like DeMarco Murray, as talented as he is and as much as he gives that offense. So there is a number that the Dallas Cowboys aren't willing to go over, and it's about that guaranteed money that DeMarco Murray is going to get in the end. Are the Jaguars willing to offer enough of a gap between them and Dallas in that guaranteed money for him to say, all right, I'm sorry, I'm gone?
Well, and that's really all in DeMarco Murray's hands. Because
it is.
As much as Dallas has a price on DeMarco Murray, Dave Caldwell does as well. And as much as he'd like him to be here, I don't think it's a compulsion that they're going to say, you know what, last second we're going to up the bid and come back and up the bid again. And I don't think it's going to be one of those situations. I think they put their plan in place. They put a full court press on him as much as possible. You know, and it was funny watching Twitter. Fun and funny at the same time, just watching the reactions and overreactions to everything going on. I finally gave up at 10 o'clock when Justified came on last night, Tony. And honestly, checked in quickly at 11. Nothing new had happened. Nothing was going to happen at that point in time. I shut it down for the night. But
well, once you knew he was going to the basketball game, you knew probably tonight nothing's
going to happen. Right, wasn't going to get done last night. And I don't get the sense that it's necessarily imminent happening here. But regardless, take him out of the equation, because I think it'll affect some people's impressions, because I think they've gotten their hopes up at this point in time. And I'm not saying don't get your hopes up. Certainly the Jags are in the bidding, right? They have a chance. They have a chair at the table, and they're playing their hand right now. How that's going to turn out, well, we'll see. You know, sometimes you can bluff the other team, the other guy, out of a better hand. Sometimes you have the better hand and you play your cards right. Sometimes you have the better hand and you don't. So we'll see if they're able to get him done. But you just take him out of the equation for a moment here. And you talk about what the Jags did every 5 minutes, it seemed like, yesterday. There's another name. Devon House is going to get him too. All right, yeah. I haven't talked about him. Oh, Sergio Brown, we're going to get him too. Right now, on paper, Tony, potentially that's a half dozen starters on this football team. Now, keep in mind, not all these guys are guaranteed to start, but you know Julius Thomas is going to start.
Heck yeah.
You know Jeremy Parnell is going to start.
Oh yeah.
You know Odrick's going to start. Mm-hmm. And even in some packages, if he doesn't start, he's going to play starter reps. Okay. So regardless of however you look at him, I would presume he would be the starter on most opening snaps of a football game when the defense is on the field. But even if he's not, that doesn't really matter so much at that position, because he's going to be in heavy rotation. House is going to be a starter, okay? So Scuda, well, you certainly paid him what looks to be starter money to us, 4 years, $20 million. He's got to have the first opportunity, you would think, to be the Otto/strong side, however they want to use him. And then you got Sergio Brown, who was the more under-the-radar guy, last seen getting thrown out of the club by Rob Gronkowski, if you remember that one right there, as Gronk got a little overzealous with his blocking. But
he did.
He's taken a full-on Duval status on Twitter, and Instagram, if you haven't seen Sergio Brown in action already. But, you know, good size, free safety experience, special teams experience, what have you. He's, you know, today, on paper today, and you don't play games on March 11th, Sergio Brown is your best bet currently on the roster to be your opening day free safety.
Probably. At the very least, he's going to be competing for the job with Josh Evans.
So a potential five or six starters were picked up yesterday. Now, how many more starters are they going to acquire? Well, possibly one. Possibly DeMarco Murray. If they don't get DeMarco Murray, I don't know if they're bringing anybody else that's going to be a likely starter. Now, someone could earn a spot. Maybe you bring in a depth guy on the offensive line, and he pushes somebody off their spot, you know, whether it's center or left guard or whatever the case may be. But I think we talked about it. If you're going to sign a right tackle, I didn't want to see, no offense to Brennan Williams, but I didn't want to see a guy like, hey, let's just hope. Let's get a guy and let's pay him accordingly. Where he walks in, we're not going to say, hey, let's bring back Pastor and let these guys fight it out. Now, you didn't pay Jeremy Parnell that money to have him fight it out. Jeremy Parnell is your right tackle.
No, he's your right tackle, and now Austin Pastor is a swing guy, potentially.
Fine.
A guy that played guard in college, could potentially play guard for you. If you want to let him compete in camp with Zane Beatles to see what's going to happen with that left guard spot, fine. And if it doesn't work for him as a left guard, then he is a guy that when somebody goes down, which on your offensive line, odds are you're going to have to play all 7-8 guys on your roster at some point in the season, because that's just the nature of that position in the National Football League right now, and the better you get, the better you're going to be in the long run for it. Austin Pastor is potentially a pretty good swing guy for that Jaguars offensive line, and I think that's what it's about. And we talked about this a little bit when the Jags were maybe going to go after Randall Cobb, and there were some fans out there that were nervous or upset about, well, what does that mean for the reps for these young guys? And my response to that is the same as it is with all these guys that they're bringing in potentially to be starters. They went 3-13. They went 3-13. They got to get better.
Right.
And if they're bringing in guys that are getting this roster better, that are getting the product on the field better, then they're doing the right thing. How much are these guys going to help them? I don't know. You know, and we won't know until they get on the field. I feel good about Julius Thomas because they haven't had that kind of threat in this offense, maybe ever, at the tight end position with what Julius Thomas can do from a receiving standpoint as a tight end. They bring in a guy that is going to be the right tackle. It's not, we'll see who wins the job in camp this year. It's Parnell better be the right tackle for this football team. They bring in a cornerback that's going to be starting for them and allows them to get their three best corners on the field at the same time, potentially, and Dwayne Grotz to be the fourth guy. That's not a bad position for you to be in if you're the Jacksonville Jaguars. And at the very least, now you're asking Dwayne Grotz and McCray and House to compete. Three guys, two spots, who's going to be on the field? If you feel like Colvin is your best guy in that nickel, kind of covering that slot. Three guys for two spots, who wants to be a starter on this football team?
You're that being said, $6.5 million indicates to me that I know who one of them will be.
It does, but you create competition. And for a team that hasn't been able to do that for a long time, was there competition at center in camp last year? Yeah, but it was among a bunch of guys that you were going, does anybody want to be the center? Like, when we got into camp and into the preseason, the question wasn't how much competition is there at this position. It was, is anybody good enough to play center for this team? And Luke Bawenko wound up being the guy that stepped up and got the job done for him last year. This is completely different. This is adding depth to a roster that desperately needed it.
Saw a report this morning, Pro Football Talk, saying that Brandon Brown, our former Seahawk cornerback, been with New England last year and cut loose in kind of a salary kind of situation there, is in New Orleans for a visit. And Pro Football Talk says that Washington, Baltimore, Cleveland, and Jacksonville also interested. Here's a guy that I thought, okay, you know what? He's going to get cut loose in New England as they re-sign McCourty. They try to get Revis done. He may fall through the cracks. Maybe he reunites, and then House comes on board, and you think, okay, well, put that brief fleeting thought out of your mind. So it's interesting if that report is actually accurate that the Jags have continued interest in Brandon Brown, or we'll find out as the day goes on. We didn't know about Sergio Brown. We didn't know about Davin House, at least specifically that those guys were on the radar.
No.
Dave Caldwell is getting work done. By the way, best 15 minutes of NFL fandom in the offseason ever. From 3:45 to 4 o'clock yesterday, I had practice with the soccer team. Had to leave the house at 4:30, and
it was
like,
better than the red zone.
I'm going to miss everything. I'm going to miss everything. And in 5 minutes' time, everybody got traded. It was fantastic.
And it was all so out of nowhere. Like, you're on Twitter and you see, well, apparently there's potential for a trade of Jimmy Graham. The Saints are saying they're willing to trade everybody but Drew Brees.
Boom.
And then 3 minutes later, oh, Jimmy Graham is a Seahawk. It was like, what is happening? And then that trade between Philadelphia and St. Louis that still just had
I'm still confused on the extra pieces that go into that, but we'll get into all
He's
that
got
stuff
a plan
that went down yesterday, including the Jags now about 45 minutes away from officially inking a half dozen new members of the Jacksonville Jaguar organization, and we'll look forward to welcoming hopefully some of those guys here on Jaguars Today before our 2 hours are up. A press conference this afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're each going to be introduced. Tony and I are going to get a chance to talk with those guys. Hopefully you'll hear some of that coming up later on today, as well as tomorrow morning on Jaguars Today. But we'll have you covered wall-to-wall all day long on the continuing, not even 24 hours old, day one of free agency. We're still in day one of free agency.
Thomas is in, by the way. He's signed.
He is signed. Right. So hopefully we'll have him sooner rather than later stopping by to say hello. Certainly love for that opportunity to come. If you'd like to get on your opportunity today, 641-1010. You can tweet us, as always, at MD_1010XL, at 1010XL Fat Tony, at 1010XL Tyler, asking you today simply for your reaction to what the Jags were able to accomplish in day one of free agency. Send your thoughts via Twitter and the Jaguars Today Facebook page, and of course, you can call the program at 641-1010 if you want to talk about what they've done, what they failed to do, what you're excited about, what you're disappointed about. DeMarco Murray, is he heavy in your thoughts today? And all that goes with the Jaguar football here as free agency opens up with a flurry. It's a Metro Rooter Wednesday for all size plumbing jobs. Metro Rooter, the call to make at 695-1911. I'm Mike Dempsey, along with Fat Tony. We're live at Everbank Field, home of your Jacksonville Jaguars, on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Denver really needs to get this in the end zone. Four-man rush. Peyton drops. Hit as he throws. Ball will be caught. Touchdown, Denver. Penalty flag thrown. Julius Thomas. Manning with a play fake on first down, looks to load it up, throws. He's got Julius Thomas inside the 20. Here we go, 15, inside the 10, inside the 5. Touchdown, Denver. Manning will work under center now. He'll stay there. Throws a slant. Julius Thomas, easy. Touchdown, Denver. Oh, he shook LaRon Landry at the line of scrimmage and could not have been more open. Julius Thomas, his third touchdown reception of the first half.
Not easy to shake LaRon Landry with all those steroids coursing through his veins.
No. I mean, he's probably really mad about it.
I'm not making that up. I mean, he's suspended again for performance-enhancing drugs. That was three first-half touchdowns from Julius Thomas, Denver Bronco Radio Network, on the opening week against the Colts. Hey, Colts, he's coming back. You're going to get him twice a year. Julius Thomas, a Jacksonville Jaguar. He has signed his contract, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that what we're just told? He is officially a Jacksonville Jaguar, so welcome to Jacksonville. At this moment, he's sitting down meeting with the boss. Who's the boss, Tony? It's Gus in this case.
In this case.
I mean, Sean's the boss. Dave is somewhat the boss, but Gus, now that you sign on the dotted line, Gus can rip off his happy persona and show you the real evil Gus Bradley. I'm kidding, Julius. He's the same way that you saw him in the recruiting process as he'll be going forward. But it's exciting, man. That, you know what? And that, Tony, you don't sign people to create buzz. But the reaction, the buzz comes when you sign people that people think, hey, we got some recognizable guys. Certainly Julius Thomas, recognizable player. Okay, Odrick. Maybe not as, you know, he's certainly not the household name. Julius Thomas' popularity is due in part to fantasy football, and offensive skill guys in general are more well-known because of that around the National Football
Absolutely,
League.
Absolutely, yeah.
DeMarco Murray would be a home run in that kind of department as well. But, Tony, think about the optimism last offseason, right? You had the new scoreboards going in. It's year two. We had the rough first year, but they were dealing with the leftovers from Mike Mularkey and all this stuff and just settling in to the regime. Then you go out. You had a good second half of the year in Gus's first year, and you're thinking, boy, big things are in the offing. At least an improvement in the win-loss column, and we're on our way here in Jacksonville. Well, you take a step back to three wins last year, and you're thinking, boy, you know, what's the reaction of the fan base going to be in the offseason in terms of enthusiasm? You don't have the big stadium project. Yeah, you had the unveiling of the hope for what the shipyards could be one year. But in terms of tangible things that are going to be different, reasons for hope, well, yeah, you can hope that Blake Bortles is going to improve along with the rest of these young players. And some of that will naturally help you progress up the standings. But now you come in and you say, well, we got ready to go help, just add water, walking off the plane. These guys are ready to play and contribute significantly for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And the buzz that I'm seeing on social media is incredible to think that just after less than 24 hours of free agency, they've been able to accomplish this, not just, again, to create the buzz, but taking guys off the market that fit in right away at areas that need upgrading, or in the case of the house, maybe we felt like, you know what, they got some pretty good young corners. Well, now you got even more good young corners, right? You're adding to a surplus of talent on this football team. You're increasing the depth. That's certainly important. We saw that with the Patriots in the Super Bowl. When you got for all the Revis, McCourty, and Browner guys they had in their secondary, it's an unheralded DB who makes the biggest play of the season to pick off Russell Wilson to win the Super Bowl.
No, and I think it needs to be said for a team that has won 7 games in 2 years that you can feel, I don't think that you should feel good about any position group. You feel better about some than you do others, if that makes sense. You don't feel like you're there with any position group on this team. You feel better about some groups than you do others. You're the quarterback position, you're not looking to do anything there because you just drafted a guy with the number 3 overall pick. But other than that, everything is open for business, as far as I'm concerned. Just talking about groups, and offensive line, defensive line, linebackers, secondary, nothing is off limits for this team in trying to get better and trying to upgrade from where they currently are. And that is a reflection of what they've done in free agency to this point.
A lot of people wondering yesterday, with all the deals that went down, all the trades, what a bevy of trades. It was so fun. I mean, mm-hmm. It was the best. It's like there was a trade deadline, and it was just, hey, let's get these guys off our books before the league year officially starts. Jimmy Graham going. I mean, Sam Bradford just for Foles and everything that went with it. Haloti Ngata and on and on. And so now Philadelphia's traded for Sam Bradford. What does that mean in terms of their speculated pursuit of Marcus Mariota?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'll be honest with you, because I've seen good theories proposed on both sides. Boy, Chip Kelly really likes Sam Bradford. That's a lot of money to take on at the quarterback position. If you're going to give up all this capital, what are you going to use to get up there and get a pick high enough to take Marcus Mariota? But, hey, who knows? You know what? What if the Saints are in the Marcus Mariota sweepstakes now with an extra first-round pick, right? I'm not saying they're going to move away from Drew Brees, but what if they did, Tony? What if they say, you know what? We're not in a window right now where we can compete. We were the most heavily cap-strapped team. Just last week, there were $26 million over the cap. That's, I mean, think about that. That's nearly $90 million difference from where the Jags were. I guess it was about a $90 million difference from where the Jags were. So what if they're a player? What if, you know, St. Louis, they have Foles now. Are they going to hitch your wagon to that guy? Are they still maybe in the interested? There's still a lot of scenarios out there, and there's one John Clayton reported this morning that, from what he understands, there's very little chance that Mariota gets past the Redskins at number five. At least they're putting that out there.
Okay.
Because whereas maybe Daniel Snyder is sold on Robert Griffin III, Jay Gruden's not. Even if it's not true, having that out there is good for the Jags. You want Mariota to come off the board as early as possible. You want there to be a market for him. Even if Tennessee benefits from the trade market, you benefit from the quarterbacks being off the board that you weren't going to draft anyway, and then you get your pick of any position player. Or you benefit from having the traders come to you if Leonard Williams, in fact, becomes the pick of the Tennessee Titans, for instance. So so many pieces being juggled right now, and it was just an amazing, amazing afternoon to be an NFL fan.
No, it was a crazy 10 minutes, and you saw a team that was in the Super Bowl last year get a one of the most dangerous weapons at the tight end position in the league, and Jimmy Graham going up to Seattle, so it's going to be interesting to see how he fits in with Russell Wilson and that offense. You have a New Orleans team that we all were waiting for that switch to turn for them last year, and it never happened, and now it seems like they're in, all right, reset mode. It's, we're going to keep Drew Brees, but everything else is up for sale, and that they're coming out and saying, well, we need to get better on defense. Okay, could they potentially try to get something where they do make a move to go get Mariota, thinking that he's a developmental prospect, in 2 years he's going to be ready, and that may be about the window we have with Drew Brees. Potentially.
Maybe.
I mean,
sure.
That's certainly potentially there, but then if I'm a fan of New Orleans and I'm watching that happen, I'm like, I thought you said we were going to get better on defense. Like, that would be my first reaction to watching New Orleans do something like that. But, look, a team that was unable to compete in the NFC South last year needed to figure something out. It just, whatever they're doing wasn't working. So they have to figure something out. Drew Brees is a really good piece to try to keep you afloat for a couple years if you're in New Orleans. I can't wrap my head around the Eagles-Rams thing. I really can't. I don't know what Chip Kelly is doing. I've been questioning a lot of the stuff he did. I kind of understood the Kiko Alonso trade, because I do think he's a really talented young player in this league for a defense that needed help. In the end, I think Chip Kelly is going to fail miserably in the NFL when everything is said and done. And I know he's won 10 games for the last 2 years, and look, that's great. But I think you've watched a team that has really been worn down when we got to December the last couple of years, and that is because of the style of football Chip Kelly plays. If you're going to leave your defense on the field for 40 minutes a game, guess what? In December, they're going to stink. And that's the kind of football that Chip Kelly wants to play. Go get all the talent you want to on the defensive side of the ball. If you don't find a way to hold on to the ball longer than you are in these games, you're going to stink. Your guys are going to be worn down, dead in December, and that's what they've been for the last 2 years.
Which is probably why they were interested in DeMarco Murray, and now seem to be, it's not official, but the last reports indicated that they were likely to sign Ryan Matthews today, now the former San Diego Charger, which would, you would assume, take them out of the sweepstakes. We heard last night Oakland signed Roy Helu Jr. to a 2-year deal last night. I think it was a 2-year deal.
Yeah.
They were saying, well, that doesn't take him out. I get it. Roy Helu is more of a classic third down back.
Absolutely.
Although he's been a high yards per carry guy. But you have Latavius Murray. You added him. Are you going to bring in DeMarco Murray, and what are you going to bid on top of that? Again, we told you Big Cat Country reported this morning that they're out of it anyway, and I'll take their word for it on those sources that it's the Jags and the Cowboys in that regard. Back to the Jimmy Graham thing real quickly. If you go back to this season, You see the comments Michael Bennett made about him. Michael Bennett, we got to realize, we didn't know that much about him until seeing him at Media Day at the Super Bowl. It will hold court. Michael Bennett will run his mouth.
Yeah.
And he's fine. I mean, he's entertaining. He's a funny guy. He was all about Jimmy Graham, the most overrated, softest player. I mean, put his name on those quotes.
Oh, more fun in that Seahawks locker room.
Welcome to Seattle, James. All right. Russell Wilson smiling. Man, he doesn't care. Are you kidding me? They didn't have a single reception from their tight ends in the Super Bowl. And we all know how close that game was when it was all said and done. All right. A lot to get into today. 641-1010. And we'll keep our eye out as these guys ink their deals. And hopefully we'll be able to bring you a couple of them before our time is up today. But if you'd like to get in right now, we'll open up the phone lines to you at 641-1010. It is a Metro Rooter Wednesday. Jags wheeling and dealing as busy as anybody on the free agent front in the first less than 24 hours of free agency 2015. Metro Rooter, your Wednesday sponsor of Jaguars today. Mike Dempsey, Fat Tony here with you on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Sanchez took a long look and down he goes. Jared Andre, in his third year out of Penn State, coming up with his first sack of the season.
All right, Jared Andre. Taking a bite out of Mark Sanchez right there.
Mm-hmm.
See what I did?
And I'm sure he did the Pee Wee Herman dance after
yes.
that, too.
Why not?
That's his thing.
Bring him on down. Bring him on down.
We got the sack dance kings here in Jacksonville.
Oh, we may not be the windmill. The most prolific sack team.
That's right. We got the windmill. We got the selfie. What's going on here?
It's happening. It's going to be a crowded sack extravaganza this year. We're happy for it. 641-1010. If you'd like to get on board today with Jaguars today and they're lining up on the phone line, so we'll get to you here momentarily. Julius Thomas in the house has signed his contract, and all these guys should have them done within the course of the next 30 minutes or so. Hopefully, again, before noon, we'll have one or two of the newest Jacksonville Jaguars stopping by here in the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute studios and chatting with all of you out there via Jaguars today. All right, let's start the phone lines today with David at 641-1010. Good morning, David. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you?
Good.
Hey, now this is going to sound a little off the wall, but just hear me out before you shoot me down, right?
All right, hey, do us a favor. Take us off speaker. It doesn't sound good on radio.
Hey, sorry, man.
All right, you're good.
Anyway,
go ahead.
There's a guy out there that I think that can help this team, but the problem is he's not going to play this year. And, I mean, we're looking for a Leo anyway. And so I'm thinking you can get Greg Hardy on the cheap because – He's going to sit for a year, but we can stockpile him. We're looking for a Leo, and he's probably, you know, there's been plenty of guys in the NFL that have had bad situations, and all they needed was a venue change. So I'd just like your opinion on that.
All right, a couple things. A, there's nothing that says he's going to sit for a year. Okay, I mean that's
or that you're going to be able to get him particularly
on the cheap. Right? Yeah. I don't think Greg Hardy's looking to go on the cheap. Now, I could see him doing a 1 year deal if he does go on the cheap and just play out a 1 year deal with an agreement not to be franchised next year, so he could hit the open market next year after kind of reclaiming his stock.
And you'd be I'd be curious if he was willing to do a 1 year deal. How many contenders then are all right? You know, if you
sure,
want to
we'll
do a,
take
one-year
you on a 1 year deal,
let,
exactly.
Come on up to Indianapolis or Seattle or somewhere like that where you may be highlighted a little bit.
I don't
more.
Think there's much of a chance he's ending up here in Jacksonville, if any chance whatsoever. Now look, the NFL, the commissioner can rule on his situation. They haven't ruled on his status yet. They could opt to not suspend him at all. They could suspend him a couple games, six games, I've heard quite frequently. Keep in mind, he made his money last year, but he didn't get to play the final 15 games. So there's a school of thought that says, well, he may be fined X amount of game checks to kind of recoup money and punish him in that regard. But you've already taken away a whole season from the guy. And in the eyes of the law, he had his charges dropped. He had the way it works in North Carolina, you have a bench trial with just a judge. There's no jury present. The judge finds you guilty, it automatically is held over on appeal, and you go in front of a jury trial. So there's an adjudication of guilt, but it's immediately gone to appeal, and on appeal, the witness, the girl he allegedly abused, didn't show up. The feeling is he paid her off to not show up and drop the charges, so the case was dropped.
Right.
So in the eyes of the law, he has no jeopardy but facing him right now.
And we don't know how the NFL is going to handle that entire situation.
We don't.
Because that's really cloudy, and I think, look, the NFL, does a lot of things that I disagree with. And look, Greg Hardy, if he did to that girl what he was accused of doing to that girl, look, I wouldn't care if he ever played in the National Football League again, to be quite honest with you. But the NFL can't keep dragging its feet on what the situation is with Greg Hardy. He needs to know if he can be reinstated to the league and go find that money as a free agent in this league, and to keep him waiting to find that kind of thing out. Look, it's unfair to him.
Maybe they shouldn't, but they certainly can. We know they can. We know they can.
These are the kind of things the NFL does in these kind of situations. Make a decision. Let him know what his situation is so that he can figure out what to do.
Right, and let all the other teams know.
Right.
Because cap space is being eaten up right now and all that. But as far as him coming here, I wouldn't accept. Unless it's DeMarco Murray, I don't think there's going to be another splash signing by this football team. Now, is there a chance, Tony, that maybe somebody sits out there for too long that we're kind of overlooking right now and they pick up a guy who's a little bit higher profile? I think it's more likely that any other signings are going to be in the very veteran minimum-ish kind of range of stuff. That's my guess. Nobody's telling me that.
Probably.
That's my thinking on it. Unless there is another safety maybe that they bring in. But they brought in Sergio Brown yesterday, and they didn't prioritize him in terms of giving him, you know, $10 million a year. But when you get a guy in on the first day, that's a clear target of yours. That's not like a guy that you go through, oh, well, we swung and missed on this guy, we swung and missed on this guy, let's settle for this. No, I think they said, well, you know what? What we'd have to pay McCourty, we're willing to pay, clearly. They chased him. But now once that plan B, my guess is the feeling is, this guy's not worth it, that guy's not worth it, the other guy's not worth it. Here's a guy that we think fits a set of measurables that we're looking for. We can get him on the cheap. Maybe he's worth it, maybe he's not, but it's not going to cost us a lot to find out. Let's bring him in and see if he can compete for that spot and upgrade us. And, again, had they gotten McCourty, maybe they wouldn't even be pursuing DeMarco Murray at this point in time, because that would have eaten up another big chunk of your cap space. People have asked a lot, where are they in terms of cap space right now? I couldn't give you an exact figure. In fact, the Jags, I've asked around this morning. They're like, look, the dust has got to settle on all the details of the contract. But they've eaten up a good chunk of it. There's still plenty. They still, obviously, if they're still in the DeMarco Murray sweepstakes, they got plenty more left to go to make a splash and an impact. You got to hold some back for your draft class. You have to hold some back because when guys get hurt, they still count against your cap. And you put them on IR, and you got to go out and sign somebody. You have to have some money to make moves, some just some basic moves for a team. So you have to have a little bit of an operating budget throughout the year.
Sure.
Certainly nothing close to what they had going into the free agency.
No, and again, when the dust settles on whatever contracts are going to get signed today, we'll figure that thing out. There's a couple names out there in free agency still intriguing names. I don't know how interested the Jaguars are going to be in these guys, but a guy like Derek Morgan, Brian Arakpo, those are names that we've heard. We haven't heard much movement on those guys since free agency opened up. Again, I don't know if the Jaguars are in on any of those types of players anymore. If you look at the current top 10 list that people are putting out there of free agents that are available, well, we know they're talking to DeMarco Murray, and they may not talk to any of the other guys that are on that list right now, but there are still some really interesting names floating in free agency.
You know who's apparently not on the list anymore is Jason Worlds of the Steelers.
Yep.
See this report this morning, Jason Worlds is following in the footsteps of Jake Locker and walking away from football. This is not a joke. Jason Worlds, pass rushing outside linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers, thought to maybe be, you know, of interest even here or a number of teams around the league.
They were talking maybe $15 to $20 million guaranteed.
Right, for this guy. So here's a quote from him. Quote, after much thought and consideration, I've chosen to step away from football as I have opted to pursue other interests. End quote. From Jason World. Hey, you know what?
Go out on your own terms.
Yeah, if that's what you want, Jake Locker clearly, based on the reports yesterday, didn't care that much about football. Football was a means to an end for him. He's a great athlete, and he thought he had probably had better success or better chance to have financial success going the football route rather than the baseball route. Some talk that he may go the baseball route now.
Still can.
Right, and he's still in his mid-20s. I mean, he could. Why not take a chance? I mean, there's not much holding you back. And if you've been smart with your money as a former top 10 pick, as long as you're not living the extravagant NFL lifestyle, you can. It's
sure.
Like hitting the lottery, bro.
Yeah, I mean, you and know, Worlds made almost $10 million last year.
Right. So, same thing. I mean, he could easily, if he's halfway savvy with his money, can be set for the rest of his life if he wants to be. 641-1010. Let's get back to the phones, and let's talk to Rick on Jaguars today. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey, I got a few quick questions, okay?
Sure.
Now, they got this guy from Miami.
You think they're going to try to get Leonard Williams from USC? And number two, what do you think about them taking a look at Percy Harvin? And just for a laugh, what about with Tebow? I'll leave it at that. Bye.
All right. It was so good. I'm going to ignore the last third of the question.
Hilarious.
Honestly. I mean, was that supposed to be funny?
I don't know.
I hope that was supposed to be funny.
By the way, the guy from Miami, Jared Odrick, just signed.
There you go.
He's a Jaguar.
They're all signed right now. All it is they're awaiting details one after another. They're going through the final dotting
of the I's.
They're
putting those pictures out. Like on Twitter, you can see pictures. Now I know it's
sure,
happening.
Here's the signing, right?
Yeah.
And hopefully, again, we're looking forward in the second hour to hopefully catching up with a couple of the newest members of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
He's a big dude.
All right, Percy Harvin, we never really got to that yesterday. I kept saying we're going to get to it, and other things kept popping up. My guess is there's a lot of talk he may play on a 1-year deal somewhere. I think he'll probably end up playing for a contender.
Makes sense for him, right?
Right. New England said to be interested. Belichick and Urban Meyer always had some simpatico kind of thing.
1 year
going
show
on.
You can be a good citizen somewhere.
Right. I mean, you know, he's got to fill Aaron Hernandez's shoes up there in Foxborough as a former Urban protege. So I don't get the sense that there's any thing going on with Percy. I think Percy is probably looking at 1 year reason, you know, I don't know what the number will be, $5 million, whatever. Go out there, reestablish his value, reestablish that he's not toxic and all this kind of stuff to a clubhouse. Pro Football
Talk. First visit is supposed to be with the Buffalo Bills, which doesn't make a ton of sense to me if you're trying to showcase yourself for a year.
No, but what it shows you is he's got a connection with Rex Ryan.
Sure.
Okay, that he would like to play for Rex again, and more importantly, maybe for his point of view, Rex wants him after seeing him up close, which, as PFT pointed out yesterday, that's a pretty good endorsement for Percy Harvin. At least this coach, who saw him firsthand, didn't think he was too much of a headache to bring on board. He'd like to work with him again. I don't think it's going to be here in Jacksonville. As far as Leonard Williams goes, we don't know if he's going to be available, but I do think the Odrick thing makes it a little bit up in the air. I mean, the one glaring thing you feel like you're missing is that true Leo pass rusher. So, Tony, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that they could like one of those type guys better for their team than Leonard Williams if they're presented with the chance to draft either way. I don't think it's written in stone that they would go Leonard Williams if he's the guy available with the third pick in the draft.
Well, I don't know that anything's written in stone, and maybe they get the sense that they're not going to get their shot at Leonard Williams for whatever reason. They just don't feel like they will, and that Jared Odrick's a good enough player that they're not going to let that kind of talent pass him by if they have the opportunity to bring him in. Now, Odrick is a guy that can play inside or outside in a 4-3, so could potentially they still really like Leonard Williams and play Leonard Williams at that left defensive end and Odrick maybe slide him into defensive tackle? Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of money.
And where you slide Marks or Miller? You know, I mean, there's a lot of money already
a rotation,
tied up.
Right.
I'm just saying.
But you're talking, Miller is 4-for-16, so I'm not saying that that's ideal, but if you're a football team in the position the Jaguars were in, are you better off with Odrick, Marks, and Williams on the field? Yeah, that's fierce. You know,
sure.
If you can put that on the field together,
that's great. But
it's just like I don't.
Would you be better with that than compared to Dante Fowler or somebody else?
Right. It's just like I don't think Scuda has anything to do with their plan at the auto in the draft potentially. I don't know that affects their plan with that position. If they really like Dante Fowler as an auto, are they not going to draft him now? I don't think that affects it particularly. But we have a couple months to try to figure that out.
I've always thought Dante Fowler's more of to the Leo than the Otto. I don't think you're drafting
to
play a linebacker.
If you talk to people out of San Francisco, Scuda may be the same thing.
We'll hear that coming up here in a minute, some comments from Jim Harbaugh on Scuda when he had him in San Francisco. Somebody said that they just saw a billboard on 17 from Jag fans to DeMarco Murray asking him to come here. You see this on Twitter?
Yeah, I did.
I did not realize that. I don't know if that's the most effective use of your advertising budget, seeing as he's not actually in Jacksonville at the time. But maybe you can take a picture of that and tweet it to him.
That's right.
I think it would be nice. We'll take a timeout, come back this date in football history, the Honda drive around the NFL, and more signings coming down the line for your Jacksonville Jaguars. Mike Dempsey, Fat Tony here with you on Jaguars Today on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. All right, Mike Dempsey, Tony Smith here with you, Jaguars Today. It's about to get real here in the studios, the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute studios. We've got two of the newest members of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Tony. We got Julius Thomas and Jared Odrick, both joining us here in studio. What's up, guys? Welcome to Jacksonville. You cannot believe, maybe you can, if you, I know you're social media guys, but Jaguar fans are extremely excited about what you guys are bringing to the table. How are you?
Good. Awesome. Great.
Duval.
See, that, ladies and gentlemen, Julius Thomas.
That's a man who knows how to introduce himself.
Right off the bat. You wait. Your Twitter followers are going up by at least three when it's all said and done. We have a massive listening audience. What was it like for you guys? I'll start with you, Jared. The interest from the Jags, when did you find out that they were interested in you? And it, obviously it came together pretty quickly.
Well, yeah, it was early on. It was early on. You know, we caught wind of their interest, and it was different than anybody else's approach, just because of the simple fact that they had a plan for me. You know, they had a plan. They wanted me as a person to be here, a part of this organization, and you know, it wasn't all about numbers. And so the thing was, it was it felt organic, it felt wholesome, and it felt right. So I had to pull the trigger and come here.
What is the plan? Playing? What have they told you about how they want to use you?
Attack, attack, attack. So, you know, there's a few times in my career where, you know, it was a controlled aggressiveness in which, you know, you had to conduct yourself when you were two gap, and I take pride in two gapping now because I do it so well, but you know, it's a defense that I'm used to in terms of, you know, especially coming from Penn State and the type of 4-3 defense that we played there and what they're asking us to do and here and there, and it correlates, and it sounds like it's gonna be pretty fun.
All right, Julius, what's the selling point for you? All right, you've played with Peyton Manning, high passing attack, you know, high profile, high, very prolific. You come here with a second year quarterback. What is it that the Jags were able to sell you on the vision for where this team's going that really fit with what you wanted?
You know, for me, it was the culture. You know, doing a little bit of my due diligence and kind of researching, you know, what it's all about here in Jacksonville. And, you know, that culture really resonated with me. You know, it's about, you know, being your best, you know, striving for greatness. And, you know, also I heard a couple of good things about the young kid throwing footballs around here. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, for me, to be in this position is exciting. I can't wait to get out there and start working with Blake and getting that chemistry down. But ultimately it's this culture, and this organization, that I just, you know, I gravitated towards, and I'm extremely happy to be here.
I'm going
to
speak for Blake, Tony, and say that the young kid is probably pretty happy that we got Julius Thomas on board as
well. Oh, heck yeah, I'm sure he is. And Julius, what has this process been like for you? I mean, you're a guy whose name's been talked about as a potential free agent now for 12 months, if not more. About this moment, this couple days for you, what has this year been like for you?
Oh, you know, the free agency talks have, you know, heated up and cooled down for me throughout this year. You know, it was annoying to have to deal with, to be honest, just because, you know, I want to focus on playing football. You know, how can I improve as a individual? How can I help my team get better? And now I'm excited because I have a direction to put all that energy. You know, for the last couple of months, you know, I'm sitting around working out down in Los Angeles, and I don't know where my next step is going to be. I don't know who my next team is going to be. So for me, it's a relief now to know, okay, let's get back to work. Let's have a vision and a focus. And like I said, I couldn't be happier.
Your dad have a new favorite team yet, or what? Because we heard he's a pretty big Raider fan there.
Oh yeah, he's you know, he's been a Raider fan his whole life, but you know, there's nothing that could make him more happy than seeing my success. He's already posted his Facebook pictures and all his Jaguars gear, so
nice.
He's definitely excited, and the fans and you all will get to meet him. He'll be here as soon as he can.
All right, we'll look
Got
forward
that
to
gear
that.
Out quick.
No doubt. Hey, look, it's available out there for you. Jared, start with you. Both of you guys, though, weigh in on this. Gus Bradley, what do you know about him before this last couple of days, and what's your impression of him?
Well, from what I got to know and speaking to him and then hearing from everybody else, you know, I had you know, Coach Duff down in Miami, and he spoke very highly of him, you know, very highly. And if anybody would, you know, is being spoken about by Coach Duff on, you know, such a high level, you know, I'd be really excited to meet them. And then once I got to speak to him, you know, you obviously figure out right away why, you know, everybody's so excited about Coach Bradley, and why it's because he's excited about us. You know, he's excited about his job. He's excited about the future of this team, and like, you know, Julius was saying about the culture and upholding it. And so it's he's a energetic guy that, you know, something that I wasn't used to in Miami. And now that I'm here, I'm very happy to have that and to, you know, carry this team.
What about you, Julius?
Well, you know, this was my first opportunity to get to meet him today. But like I said, you know, I asked around and, you know, some people that I really trust in this business spoke very highly of him. And that meant a lot to me. After just coming from meeting with him a couple minutes ago, I can tell you I'm fired up.
It's hard not to be, right? Oh, I mean, man. And he's that way since we've known him. He's that way every
Never
day.
Never not seen know? Him like that, yeah.
And that's a big thing, I think, for you guys, just consistency. They tell you what they expect of you. They deliver on what they promise to you. And, you know, you don't get surprises. You don't get guys telling you one thing, doing another.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, after talking to him, I was ready to jog down to the locker room
and
find some cleats and a helmet. And, you know, the way he explained the culture and what he's trying to do here, it made so much sense with me, for me. It's something that, you know, I look to do, is in my career, and I've looked to do so far, you know, just, you know, about, you know, being humble, going about your business to be your best, looking to genuinely help those around you. You know, he wants a culture of good people, that really care about the people that they share their environment with. And, to have opportunity now to be a leader and really try and bring those young guys and give them a little advice or help them when I can. It's a great opportunity, but like I said, man, and the guy got me fired up, no question.
Yeah, I think one word that really resonated with me was humility. You know, when he spoke to me over the phone, he's like, you know, I want a bunch of guys who are going to be going crazy on the field and that are warriors and, you know, that'll, you know, do whatever it takes to win. But then when you step off the field, that, you know, take a huge piece of humility with them wherever they go. And I think that really resonated with me because that was an exact, you know, lesson taught to me by my mother, you know, and just trying to raise me with humility and knowing that a lot of the times, and not only just because of hard work, but because of what I've been blessed with and the things that I've been blessed with and not just, you know, playing professional football, but the family, friends, faith and everything like that. It's just, you know, take a piece of humility with you wherever you go and whatever you do.
I know both of you guys talked about free agency is fun from the fans' perspective, not so much as a player. It's not a blast to be a player. How difficult is it when you go into a process like this to, you know, you're leaving a place you've been for 4 or 5 years? How difficult is that for you, starting with you, Jerry?
I mean, it wasn't too difficult to hop on a 45-minute flight, so it's not too bad. And I think maybe I'll leave some of that furniture behind, too. But, no, it's... I mean, change is good, and I don't see, you know, change being a problem for me. You know, it's exciting, you know, and I keep saying this to everybody that, I keep talking about, you know, Jacksonville with. It's exciting to be a part of not only an organization that's on the rise, but a city, and you feel it, and everybody talks about it, and everybody's excited about it. So, you know, I think it's very exciting, and I can't wait to, you know, to be here for a long time.
It's good to hear you say that because, we hear what the perception is of Jacksonville outside, and we understand. Look, they won 9 games over the last 3 years, but... Despite that, we see the building blocks are trying to put in place, the energy, the new ownership, the coaching, the front office, all those things. Needed some players to supplement that. Hopefully you guys are the guys. Does anybody in the room have DeMarco Murray's number, by the way?
Yeah, you want to make a pitch real quick?
If you want to, if he's listening, if you'd like to have him on board, feel free to express that.
Do we have his Twitter handle, really?
Well, I'm sure we do.
It's at DeMarco Murray.
There you go. It's simply at DeMarco Murray. Maybe, oh, nice. Maybe we'll tweet him a little bit later on. By the way, I'm sure Jag fans have already discovered this, but @Julius_Thomas, @JaredOdrick98, keeping that 98?
We'll see. I mean, you know, I really thought about free agency getting back to 91, but 91 is taken here. So we'll see what I have to do in the D-line room to either get 91 or stay at 98. We'll see.
What about 80 over here? Any talk? what's this? Are we know where we're going to land yet?
I haven't researched to see if somebody has number 80, but
I got gotcha.
You could help me with that.
You help us with DeMarco, and we'll be happy to help you with number 80. All right, we can see if we can get that
deal. No question.
Have you talked to Blake yet, Julius? Since this whole thing started?
No, I haven't. You know, but just talking to Coach, you know, I'm excited to hear that, you know, he's out in the Southern California area, as am I. And I'm really looking forward to, you know, meeting with him in person and hopefully getting out there and getting some work in, you know, just so we can start that building process of chemistry and understanding each other and forming that relationship, because I think it's important. So, you know, I look forward to getting his number from somebody. One of you guys have it.
Oh yeah. I got him on speed.
And he's got
dial.
A passing camp.
He picks up every time.
That's what he's doing out there in SoCal. He's got a passing camp, so I'm sure you're invited, Julius.
Okay, exactly. So you know, I'll be out there on Monday and have to go catch up and see what those guys are out there doing. Get a little work in.
I know you've heard the story. The questions: is Julius Thomas a product of that great Denver offense? Right. I mean, how are you looking forward to showing people just what you're all about?
Absolutely. You know, I don't take it as a slight for people to say, you know, he was just a piece of that and Peyton made him. You know, people are going to feel, you know, how they may. And I'm not here to combat somebody's feelings or somebody's opinions. You know, that's out of my control. I can't focus on it. What I'm going to do is, and I'm going to show people that I'm coming out here to be my best. And that's what I want to deliver every single day, is just the best player I can be. I know that I can have success in this league, and I know that I can be a playmaker and really help out this organization, even with Blake. So, you know, and one day they'll be saying, you know, Blake made you, Peyton made you. You know,
we'll take that. If they want to say Blake made you or you made Blake, that means you made each other, and we're happy with that.
6'5" guy running around that just happens to ball stick to his chest.
There you go. Hey, you know what? You're going to score a bunch of touchdowns. This guy's going to attack.
Before we let you go, Jerry,
we're going to love it.
The Pee Wee Herman dance.
The Pee Wee Herman.
Where the heck did that start, brother?
It started off as a bet. It started off as a bet between Kendall Langford and I. It was a practice. We had a D coordinator, Mike Nolan, who used to give us some incentive, whether it was cookies made by his wife or whatever it was, to pick up loose balls and then go run and score. So one day of practice I did, and, you know, that week on HBO or Cinemax, whatever it was on, was, you know, Pee Wee's Big Adventure, which is one of my childhood favorites. And so,
Large Marge.
Large Marge. She's scary. But the thing was, is that, you know, I went and did it, and then I came off to the sideline of practice, and he goes, I bet you some amount of money that you won't do that in the game. Very next game was against the Denver Broncos, played Tim Tebow, sacked him. I stood up, pointed at him, and I did it. And so the thing was is that they replayed it in the stadium with the tequila music, so it kind of stuck.
Right.
And so it became my thing.
All right.
We got a few guys that like they have their own little dance moves.
Ryan Davis,
too.
He does the selfie.
Yeah, I saw that.
He Andre did that Branch us. Does the windmill.
Okay.
You got a couple guys. You got a couple sack dancers.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I'm trying to figure out if I should keep it or if I should change it up. So if anybody has any ideas, don't be afraid to shoot them at me on Twitter. Because I really want to decide whether I want to keep this or get a new dance.
All right,
he sounds like a guy. If you bet him, he'll do it.
He might. Jared Odrick, 98, Julius_Thomas. Welcome, guys, to Jacksonville. On behalf of all those Jack fans out there, they're ecstatic that you're both here, that you chose Jacksonville, and wish you nothing but success. Thanks for taking a few minutes with us.
Of course, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Julius Thomas, Jared Odrick, two of the newest members of the Jags. Mike Dempsey, Fat Tony, back with you in a moment on Jaguars Today on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. All right, we continue here. Jaguars Today live at Everbank Field. Mike Dempsey, Tony Smith here with you on 1010XL. Metro Rooter, our Wednesday sponsor of the broadcast. And the hits keep on coming. A moment ago, Julius Thomas, Jared Odrick, two of the newest members of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and now one of their new teammates, Devon House, a former Green Bay Packer, Tony. And
darn right, former.
You know what? If you play wide receiver and you play cornerback, you got to have a little bit of swagger in your game.
There ain't no doubt.
In the National Football League, right? All eyes on you, and you're kind of out there on that island, and Devon House tells us he's got a little bit of that swagger. First of all, welcome to Jacksonville, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Truly blessed to be here.
What about Jack? I mean, obviously, the money's always nice, right, in free agency, if you can get a nice offer. But what attracted you to this organization? Did you think that this might be a possible landing spot for you?
Yeah, which is funny. I always said one day it would be nice to play for Coach Walker again, and who was my head coach in college. So he got the job here 2 years ago. So I was like, well, maybe one day I might be able to play with him again, somehow, some way. And we saw that the opportunity came up, and the situation that was here to come here and play right away, hopefully, and do something that Jacksonville's never done before. And that's winning Super Bowl.
Win Super Bowls. Put an S on the end of
there
that.
There we go.
We'll start with the first one, and we'll go from there.
Got to get one, and then we'll get two.
There we go.
Jared and Julius, who were in with us just a few moments ago, talked about when the Jags came to them, they had a plan. You know, they talked to them about how we want to use you specifically. Do you feel the same way? Did they come to you with a plan?
Yeah, most definitely. And the best part about it, me and my wife talked about it, is that we felt Jacksonville wanted me. They feel like, you know, they can use me in certain ways. And I love the way that they came about it. I love the scheme on defense. It fits me perfect. So I'm ready to go out there and bat some balls down, get some picks.
If folks listen closely, they may hear little LaVon in here, who's in with your bride, Latricia. So the whole family's in here right now. How long until we get him out on the field? I mean, is he running patterns? What's he doing?
Well, to tell you the truth, the big thing that sold me here as well was my agent was able to get LaVon into the contract, so in 2025 he will be the starting quarterback.
Perfect.
So the House family will still be breaking down the house.
You want him
to be a quarterback? You're a corner. I would think you hate
quarterback money, Tony. Have you seen quarterback money? I mean, quarterback money is not bad either. Tell us about your game. I mean, everyone describes you as a guy who loves to kind of be on that island playing press man. Is that where you feel like you're at your best?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I do best. I do best going out there, pressing a man, and taking him out. I mean, that's what I've done the last 6 years, including college. So I'm excited to go out here and do the same thing.
The process for you as a guy who's been a part-time starter, kind of that third corner for a while here in the league, you get the opportunity to hit free agency. Did you expect to be a guy that was going to be brought in as a starter somewhere?
My film says I'm a starter. I feel like I played great. I know I am good. It's just the only thing knock is that I don't have 50 starts like some other corners do, but I should have been starting. I'm really good, and I'll show the world soon.
I think you'll get that opportunity. When you look at a new team like this, is it a matter of just, you know, them pitching to you how they want to use you individually, or do you explore like what they've got? Do you look at the roster and say, wow, that defense, you know, they played well in these areas last year, very good. Their pass rush improved greatly, which obviously has a big impact on what you play. Or is it just a case where you got to rely on the GM and the coaches that talk to you about how you're going to fit in with the rest?
No. I did some research, and I see the offense is coming up. I love the D-line, the linebackers, and especially the people we got bringing in. Big Dan, I didn't know he was coming in until my pops told me last night that we got him, so even better.
Your dad, by the way, you told us, is a 49er fan, but has now agreed to be kind of a bi-coastal NFL fan. He's got a favorite team in each conference now.
Yeah, All he used to root for was San Fran. Even when I was with Green Bay, he didn't really care too much. But now that I'm out here in Jacksonville, he said, "Well, son, looks like I'm a Jacksonville fan now."
So what are you into? What do you like? I mean, is when you settle in, other than football, which, you know, I think some fans think you have to eat, breathe, and sleep 24
yeah.
hours a day. But when you
That's
do get that 30 minutes of downtime, what does Devon House like to do?
Look, Devon loves play with LaVon.
That's a good start right
yeah,
there.
You know, really just hanging out with my wife and my son. We really don't do too much, no clubbing. So you won't see that, no clubs, popping bottles. None of that's going on here. So, you know, hanging out at the park. We love bowling. We love golfing as a family as well.
Oh, you got the right city for that.
So
let me tell you what.
We're excited.
We're excited to have you, man.
Yeah.
It's been an incredible 24 hours. And really, despite the fact we're talking with Julius and Jared, that from the outside looking in, I know a lot of NFL guys probably think, wow, 9 wins the last 3 years. Why would I go to that franchise? And we're here to tell you, as excited as we are, we think you're going to be that excited the more time you spend around this organization and your teammates, because a lot of people really believe, us included, that this is a team that's going places. You're going to be a big part of it.
Yep, and then that's one thing that why I'm really happy to be here. I mean, we might have won 9 games in 3 years, so what's going to happen once we win 9 games this year, this year, and everyone's going to be looking at, you know, this team like, wow.
We should have got Devon House a lot earlier.
Exactly.
No doubt. A lot of good players in this league, a lot of good corners in this league. What separates the good from the great at your position?
At my position, I would say the work ethic, you know, putting in the time, the film study, because everyone here is big, strong, fast, and physical like me. And then not just that, the confidence. So I'm very confident in what I do. I know I'm good at what I do for a living.
Couldn't tell.
And we'll find out soon.
It would have been cool if you could have brought Randall Cobb with you, but we couldn't have everything. Right? We couldn't have everything. We understand there's an appeal to playing in Green Bay, Wisconsin as well. What was it like up there? I only had the good fortune to be up there once for a Jag preseason game, and truly, was kind of like you feel like you're walking into hallowed ground when you go to Lambeau Field. What was it like just to play for that organization?
I tell you now, it was the greatest thing that could ever happen to me. I mean, regardless of what happens in the next 10 years or not, out of 32 teams, Green Bay was the only team that said, House, we'll take you in the fourth round with a 131 pick and to come be a Green Bay Packer. And I will forever be grateful for that. I mean, it was blessing the coaching staff, from the players to the people in the equipment room and the fans. It was a blessing. I loved it.
And had a chance to play with some tremendous players. I mean, Tremont Williams is a really good corner, but Charles Woodson is a Hall of Famer.
Exactly.
I mean, what do you learn playing with a guy like that?
Oh, man, I learned a lot. Just the way he comes in every day to work. I mean, a lot of people won't know this, but he actually practices with a vest on, a 10-pound vest on. So, I mean, things like that, you look at it, it's like, wow. Aaron Rodgers, probably future Hall of Famer. Donald Driver will be a Green Bay Hall of Famer for sure. Clay Matthews most likely be a Green Bay Hall of Famer. So, I mean, to be around these great players is a blessing.
One day we'll say Blake Bortles and Allen Robinson. Exactly. I went up against that Allen Robinson guy in practice every day, man. Let me tell you, kids, about that. Devon House, welcome to Jacksonville, man. Jag fans are just over the moon excited about all the new additions and hopefully where this team is headed. We hope you're a big part of that. Now go out there and get a bunch of W's this year.
I will. Someone told me that whenever I get a chance, I need to yell out, Duval.
There you go. Like, a little more Duval. The more you stretch it out, the better. But that's a good first effort.
There we go.
We like that. We noticed you tweeted that out. By the way, it's Devon, at Devon House on Twitter. So if you want to give him a follow, you probably already looked that up for all you Jag Twitter fanatics out there. But welcome to you and your beautiful family as well. We look forward to having you part of the community and many good years to come.
Thank you. Appreciate
all right.
it.
Thanks for stopping by. Devon House of the Jacksonville Jaguars, now a former Green Bay Packer, and the hits just keep on coming for the Jags, Tony. I love it, man. I just, it's fun to really, it gets a little bit more real for us to be able to sit down with these guys for the first time and see them. You see, you know, we know what they have here as a base, and you see what they've been able to add just in the first day of free agency.
Sure. I like that swagger from Devon, man.
Oh, he's got, you know, he's chill. You can tell he wants to be chill off the field, but he gets a little grin to him when you start talking about the edge that he carries on the playing field.
Oh, I know I'm good.
I hope you're right, man.
I love that.
You're getting paid like you're good, so go out there and be good right now. Oh, it's getting fun here on Jaguars Today. All right, so far, Julius Thomas, Jared Odrick, Devon House. Don't know if we're going to be able to catch up with anybody else before noon, but if we are given that opportunity, we'll certainly bring them to you here as we're live once again in the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute studios, brought to you every Wednesday by our friends at Metro Rooter for all size plumbing jobs, in-home, commercial, industrial, septic systems, you name it. If it has to do with your plumbing, Metro Rooter's got the solution. With same-day service, weekends included, the right people with the right equipment, visit them online at MetroRooter.com or call them at 695-1911. Our Wednesday sponsor of Jaguars Today, Metro Rooter. Thanks to a half of the so far newest Jack. We didn't ask him if he had DeMarco's number, though. Forgot that one. Hey, Devon! Devon, come back. All right, we'll work on that as far as that goes. But so far, so good for the Jags, striking out and nailing some of their targets in the early days.
They certainly had a plan, man.
Yeah, when I say striking out, I mean setting forth to accomplish it and then getting it done. The plan, we'll find out if it's the right plan, but they're executing the plan that they laid out so far, with maybe still more to come. 641-1010 if you want to get in before we get out of here. We'll also look at the fan feedback spotlight today. Dan Scuda has just signed his contract as well. Tony, I'm telling you, all these guys in here, have they not all off the air said, man, Scuda's a good player now. Scuda is a good player. We'll hear coming back in a minute, Jim Harbaugh raving about his former player, Dan Scuda, who will come in here and really looking forward to finding out what his role is going to be. Can he play some Leo? Is he strictly an auto? What is he? He's certainly a guy who produced some good pass rush numbers and limited opportunities in San Francisco and was a big-time contributor on special teams as well. So just another piece to the puzzle for your Jacksonville Jaguars. Mike Dempsey, Fat Tony here with you. We're live at Everbank and happy to be here on day two of free agency 2015 on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Tony, I understand free agency can be fool's gold, right?
Sure.
Spend all that money. Ooh, we won March when you want to really win late January, early February, right? I get it. Can't help. at least for me, I get more excited just seeing these guys in person, hearing them talk about, yeah, you know what? I think we are going places. I think we are going places. The Jaguars, we, they're part of the new thing.
I want to bring Super Bowls to Jacksonville.
What, sold, Hank?
Yeah.
Right on. We want you to bring some Super Bowls here to Jacksonville. Today so far, Julius Thomas, Jared Odrick, and Devon House stopping by. Jaguars today, three of the newest members of your football team here on the First Coast. Wanted to play this clip from Jim Harbaugh as well. I'm telling you, these guys were like, ooh, Scooter, we got Scooter in here. They recognize, and again, we're talking to them off the air before they started their interviews with us, and they're all raving about how good a player
Dan Scooter is.
Which is odd, because
most fans, we say the Jags probably going to sign Dan Scooter, and they go, who?
Yeah.
Who does what now?
I mean, I'll be honest with you, Tony. I know the name. I've seen him around the league.
Yeah, I knew he was a linebacker, and right. I knew he was in San Francisco.
And I primarily did. He started with Cincinnati, right? I believe that's where I...
He played middle linebacker in Cincinnati,
right.
Went out to San Francisco, moved to right outside linebacker for them, and was kind of the guy they called to fill in for Aldon Smith when he was gone for the first part of the season last year, and did so effectively.
This is a piece of audio here. A piece of audio. Such a radio phrase. But this is Jim Harbaugh talking about Scooter. This was back from, I believe, the preseason, back in August of 2014.
Dan Scooter, excellent football player. Dan Scooter always, he's just, you know Dan real well? I mean, you ought to get to know him. He is
I don't think we have had a chance to really talk to him.
Tell us about him.
Yeah.
What makes him tick?
He just kind of quietly goes about his business, and he is just a rough, tough, guy who is a football player. I really, really like Dan Scoot. It does. He started for us, as you know, last year, 4, 5, 6 games, and plays in every game. And he also carries a big share on special teams, and does it with without a lot of fanfare, but a lot of grit. I could go on talking about him for a while.
No, I like this because Jim.
He's kind of like he's a Michigan guy. I don't know if you know that. Grew up there, played at Grand Valley, and heck of a high school and college football player. And that's a guy right there. You think he was from the old West?
All right then.
I know I talked to a couple people out there. Brian Day, I talked to yesterday about Dan Scooter as well, and he said that Jim Harbaugh has compared him to a Civil War man. Like, he's just this rough, tough guy on the defensive side of the ball. And when you watch the tape of him, that's how he comes across. He's not the most athletic guy. He's not the fastest guy, but he is aggressive as all get out. And we'll see how he fits into that auto position for this football team.
Man's man is what we're talking about there. Dan Scooter officially signing. I think Sergio Brown's the only one we haven't seen come down the line
so
far. Of the
six names we know.
It's just a matter of moments before that becomes official, I'm sure, as well. They've been taking him through one at a time. I thought it was interesting. Julius Thomas just met Gus, so different. Obviously, look, the Jags made a big money appeal to Julius Thomas. And in free agency, that's going to be the primary thing. But certainly you can describe what the opportunity is here in Jacksonville. Here's where we believe we're going. Here's what your role is going to be. Dave Caldwell can lay all that out for Julius Thomas and his representatives. But Gus is such a resource that you think, boy, he's the ultimate closer, but yet, here's a guy. Hey, the money's right. I think the situation's right.
Sure.
I met Gus today. That's a nice bonus.
There's
too.
He's different ways to recruit guys. Some guys are worried about playing time in college. Some guys just want to know they're going to the right academic school. There's different ways to land different guys. And Julius Thomas obviously was looking for the payday, and he got it, brother.
Hey, we're looking to pay him.
That's right.
I'm right there with him. We got into it a little bit on the air. But before we went on the air with him, I said, look, you know what they're saying about you, man. You're just a product of Peyton Manning. And he was like, look, what am I going to say to that? Hey, it's nice. Peyton puts that ball right in your chest, okay? That is nice as well. But I believe, go look at the film. I'm getting open. I'm catching the ball. I'm making plays. I'm a tough guy to match up with. I have confidence in my abilities. And he gave tons of praise to Peyton Manning and how he helped develop as a football player from a mental standpoint,
yep,
just and a physical standpoint, just learning his craft better. Good. Bring all that on. And
absolutely.
Hopefully, having that on board and everything that went into making Julius Thomas the player he is right now is going to take Blake Bortles to a higher level in his second year as well. Today, Tony, Fan Feedback Spotlight, which is brought to you every day by the Tom Bush family at dealerships. We simply ask fans to react to day one of free agency, and not the 24 hours not yet completed, but a busy first day, and as expected, a lot of enthusiasm.
Absolutely. From Paolo, very happy as it is proof Dave and Shot are committed to success. From at Irish Jaguar, smiley face, a big Irish word for a bad word in America, smiley face. From Lawton Paul, the Jags killed it in free agency. From Mike, I love what they've done. They've definitely gotten better. Now let's land DeMarco. From Paul, I think the Jags did great, but we need to get Murray now. The people are desperate. From Nick, can't wait for the season to begin. Beyond excited to see what Julius looks like in black and teal. From Julio, love how aggressive Caldwell has been acquiring players. Now let's see them translate into wins. From Jaguar weather fan, feeling giddy. If we get Murray, then I'll be giddy as a little girl. Hashtag in Dave we trust. From Scott, great feeling, good to see them making moves in the right areas. Made me proud to be a Jaguar. From Stoffel's Prime, I like the aggression, but with this jump in talent, has the pressure to win gone up for Gus? It was already going up, Christoph. From Eric, I think it will be fine if at least four of them turn into consistent stalwarts at their position. From Viper Driver, a lot of guys I haven't paid attention to, but I believe that we will win. And from David, great first day. I'm hoping to see more linemen taken for competition in depth. Need more defensive backs.
Yeah, I'll get to Christoph's comment here in a second. The fan feedback spotlight, as we tell you every day, brought to you by the Tom Bush family of dealerships, including Tom Bush Volkswagen, and with gas prices going back up again, and maybe time to consider a diesel. Volkswagen, the number one selling diesel car brand in America. And this year, Volkswagen Golf won North American Car of the Year. The Volkswagen Golf family won the Motor Trend Car of the Year award as well. You can find all those great options at Tom Bush Volkswagen and the entire family of dealerships, including Tom Bush Mazda, Tom Bush BMW, and Tom Bush Mini as well. Visit TomBush.com for full details on all of those outlets, or check them out on Twitter at Tom Bush Motors. The pressure on Gus, Christoph pointed out, to go up, I guess it is. I mean, look, there's pressure regardless. Shad Khan will put a number on how many wins. There's got to be progress this year. Everyone believes there's going to be, at least in this building, they believe there's going to be. But it's got to happen, Tony. We believe there's going to be progress last year, and we thought it would result in the win-loss column. I found it hard to believe they were, you know, the old saw, well, we may be better, but it may not show up in the record. But I found it hard to believe going into it that they would go backwards in that department, yet they did last year.
Sure.
This year, there's a much higher expectation. I don't know. I can't tell you what the number is that they have to win to keep the wolves at bay, but you know, you see some of these guys come in, you know the success that they've had in the National Football League, and you believe that they're going to contribute to that winning effort. I love Jared Odrick's one word response. What's your role? Attack. All right, I get, you know,
yeah.
I was more thinking, are you the left end? Are you, you know, part
of the
rotation?
You can almost hear that conversation where he's like, we're going to use you everywhere, Jared. We're going to have
right.
you here.
We're going to have you attacking,
we just want
man.
You to go attack,
just
man.
Attack. Just
attack,
go get quarterbacks.
Man. Yeah, it's awesome.
We'll take that. What are you grinning at over there? Something funny coming down the Twitterverse?
No, Irish Jaguar just having a little fun with me. Like, I've never seen an Irish movie and don't know what that word is that he put in that tweet that I had to censor.
The one with the F?
Yeah.
And there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's the Irish version.
Do you need to censor that if he spells an E instead of a U?
That's how the Irish say the F-bomb.
I know how that's how they say it, but when you spell it like that, is that it still a...
I'm not saying it on air.
...technical curse?
You can say that one if you want to
right.
the fates.
A couple others here on Facebook. Very good day for the Jags. Still look at picking up a veteran wide receiver. Interesting. That's one response to it. Get Murray, and it's an A++++. Go get the Kraken, Greg Hardy. Again, don't think that's going to happen. And Shane Falco is still out there as well, which, you know, if you need a little depth on your quarterback depth chart.
Right. Cross the picket line, Shane.
Shane, come on. Tyler, what was that you were passing along there
Sergio's
a moment ago?
Sergio's in.
Sergio Brown, and officially a Jaguar. So
yeah.
The delightful half dozen Jacksonville Jaguars media availability coming up, which, by the way, will stream live on Jaguars.com. So if you just can't get enough of the new six Jaguars at 2 o'clock this afternoon, you can watch the proceedings take place. I believe, my understanding, Tony, they're going to bring them in one at a time, probably for about 10 minutes at the podium, then they'll shuffle off to the side. So it's going to be a little bit of a lengthy process, but we're going to hang around and listen in on that, and hopefully get a chance to catch up with guys like Scooter and Parnell and Sergio Brown as well. But, all right, you know, again, proof's in the wins and losses. The proof's in the performance of how these guys play. But it's very clear when you sign guys on that first day, like you said, they had a plan. Whether it turns out to be the right one, we'll find out. But they targeted specific players, and they got them. Because you don't move, again, to a Sergio Brown, who wasn't at the top of everyone's free safety list, as your 10th alternative until the other nine guys go off the board. So they said, hey, McCourty's our guy. Well, they made a big pitch, didn't get him. They moved on. We're going to go a different direction. We're going to allocate that money somewhere else. Let's go a little more economically reasonable, get Sergio Brown in here and let him compete for a spot. You know, just one of the half dozen that the Jags got on board. All right, that does it for us today. Live from EverBank, we'll say hello to the boys of XL Primetime coming up in a minute. I'm sure there'll be plenty more on free agency and a wild day in the National Football League yesterday as the trade market was at an all-time clip leading into that 4 o'clock hour here on the East Coast. So plenty from the boys coming up on that next. Thanks to Metro Rooter, our Wednesday sponsor. Thanks always to the Jags PR behind-the-scenes staff, including Ryan Robinson today, helping us line up three of the newest Jaguars, Julius Thomas, Jared Odrick, and just a few moments ago, Devon House, all joining us here on Jaguars Today. For Fat Tony, for Tyler Devitt, for Joe Fortunato, I'm Mike Dempsey. We're back at it tomorrow with more from the latest Jags. Who knows? Maybe we'll have even more new Jacksonville Jaguars. Keep your fingers crossed. Last little bits here on DeMarco Murray. Saw a tweet from a writer from the National Football Post who said that as of right now, Jags and Cowboys, neither team willing to meet DeMarco Murray's asking price. So whatever that is, let's say it's 10 or 12 million, maybe the Jags, I assume, have a better offer financially than the Cowboys because they're still in it, and you would think that tie goes to the team you played for. But as of now, he hasn't gotten what he wanted from anybody out there, and also saw some reports out of Oakland that run contrary to what Big Cat Country said this morning. They said it was down to the Jags and Cowboys. Maybe it ultimately will be, but there have been multiple reports indicating the Raiders are not giving up yet, and they're still going to pursue him. So we'll see. Maybe we get another day of Murray hysteria.